This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. I'm Joe Mussina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, after the break, we're going to have one of our favorites on. Talk about the year in review, 2017, how your money turned out, or should have turned out, depending on what you did in 2017, and what it looks like moving ahead in the future. David Fisher will join us. Looking at 2018, should you have your money in precious metals, Bitcoin, copper, gold, silver, whatever, or just stocks and bonds, or maybe just real estate? I don't know. Look, don't ask me. I don't know. I ain't got, you know, my bank accounts aren't overflowing, so we'll have to listen to him. But while we're at it, let's talk about where your money is going. Where your college money is going, where your grant money is going, where the government, the kind of studies, college studies the government sees as viable. Now, there's a list of federal grants awarded for interesting studies. I'll put it that way. You know, and if you don't know where your tax dollars are being spent at the college level, to get a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities, or NEH as it's called, you only have to be involved in some of these topics, if you would, some of these issues. Now, they give out almost $13 million. Last month, the 253 different projects. Now, the Washington Free Beacon laid out a whole list of these, and they're proud of it. They'll tell you they're proud of it, handing out this kind of money. Now, grants were given to underwrite exhibition art and to preserve pieces for personal library of a beloved author, C.S. Lewis. They spent over $50,000 on Slouch, you know, a book on Americans about poor posture. Let's go through a list of some of these. I think you might enjoy some of them. Some of them you're going to look at and go, really? What was that all about? So the NEH granted $100,000 for a video game about alchemy to the Chemical Heritage Foundation. What kind of, anybody know what that game is? Or how would you play that? Another almost $100,000 to incorporate global perspectives into college humanities courses at Texas Women's University. $75,000 for an augmented reality experience of the Kent State University shooting. Well, what is it, like those 3D goggles and you feel like they're shooting at you? What's that do for your heart? You know what I'm saying? $50,000 to study 18th century sexuality. That's important. We need to know how they were having sex back then. Another $50,000 for study about whether liberals can be brainwashed by watching Fox News. How much space is Fox taking up in people's heads? Think about that. $50,000 for bells in the music and culture of Bulgaria. That's important. Why do they use bells in music in Bulgaria? I've always wondered that, haven't you? Now at least I'll have a professor that will be able to teach me. Provides a fellowship for an anthropological study of bells in Bulgarian culture. Another $40,000 for race, labor, and industrialization of California wine. A book-length study of the history of winemaking in California from 1769 to 1920, with the emphasis on labor relations during the Spanish colonial, Mexican national, and U.S. eras. Right. What does that do? What does that change? Help me out. Well, it makes your pocketbook a little lighter. $12,000 on a project about Chicago house music. What is that? Can somebody tell me what Chicago house music is? I have no clue what that means. Why not Boston house music? Or L.A. house music? $12,000 for programs on LGBTQ community in Philadelphia, and another $12,000 for panel discussion on LGBTQ history in North Carolina. Now, in a statement to the Beacon, the Office of Communications for NEH praised the grants that the agency awarded. They said that in its latest fund cycle, NEH awarded 253 grants to support humanities projects across the nation, including a book on John Locke's influence on American political thought, digital education materials on the ratification of the U.S. Constitution, a website on the New Deal, right? A scholarly study written by the U.S. Navy reservist and combat veteran on how military troops are depicted in 18th and 19th century literature, numerous conservation projects, mostly to protect the Jewish culture in the South, and personal library of author C.S. Lewis, and the irreplaceable records of the nation's maritime history. I love this stuff. No, really, seriously. They've given money away for all kinds of things. Again, I'm trying to find here, let me see, math, science, history. Those are, I mean, when it comes to math and science, we constantly come in between 38th and 45th in the world. We have some, we're supposed to have some of the best schools on the planet, yet we can't seem to break that that 40 mark. You know what I'm saying? Now, a video game about alchemy, I don't know how that plays scientifically. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I don't know. Right? And 18th century sexuality, that's another one. Bell, I mean, where does that fit in with science and, I'm just concerned, and math? Unless you're adding up how many times somebody had sex with somebody else, I don't know. I like the $50K for Slouch, the book. The Hidden History of America's Poor Posture. The Hidden History. This is like Al Capone's vault, right? The Hidden History of how Al Capone hid his money. That would be much more interesting, I think. The Hidden History. Come on, think about that.
Yes, the Hidden History of America's Poor Posture.
I'm sorry, okay. Apparently I'm the only one that tickled. I mean, I would have put more money into the race, labor, and industrialization of California wine. I mean, how did it get so successful, if you would? Right? What kind of labor do they actually use? I know they use a lot of Hispanic labor, right? But do they use a lot of black labor? How about Asian labor? A lot of Asian laborers up in Northern California for a while. Can I still say that? Yeah, I did. Right? And I'm saying it from a historical standpoint, but I'm sure I'll get an email to say, you know, that wasn't called for. That was hurtful. What was hurtful? That Asians were used for labor in Northern California? And we're going to do it all the way through from 1920 to 1769 to the 1920s. And on that note, hang tight. Guess who's up next? Well, y'all say you like him. Hopefully you really do. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg. Like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We need happy music, especially when we're talking about money. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love when I have this guy on. I know I say it all the time because it's true. He brings finances down to my sixth grade level of education over here because I can understand what he's saying. And I can usually move on it when I know what to talk about when it comes to finances. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins me as he does every week to kind of give us a bearing on what's going on with my money, your money, everybody's money. Anyway, David, thanks for being with me. Happy New Year. It is a Happy New Year,
well,
right?
Happy New Year to you. Thanks for having me on. I hope, you know, that we would move past the sixth grade with you, Joe, and I think we're more like on the freshman year and allowing me to be a part of your personal growth and of knowledge and understanding of finances and metals.
I have learned a lot with you on the show, seriously. I mean, when it comes to precious metals and how they move and how they're affected by the, you know, the world markets, I never really realized what that was all about. I also learned, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, I also learned that you don't buy gold and silver and all that for like a stock investment. It's more security, correct?
That's correct. There's, you know, I was on TD Ameritrade this morning talking with Ben Lichtenstein on the futures program, and so I had to, you know, add a little bit of flavor to the verbiage. Even though I said we're long-term holders of gold, we're a buy and hold. There are certain ways of trading gold short term, and I said there's in the trade, and we can talk about that one of those topics today, that there's ways of taking advantage of that on index, but that's not something we do. That's something that you can do, you know, with a Fidelity account or TD Ameritrade or stock Scott Trade account.
All right, so since you are learning me today again, the for 2017, you know, the market, you remember now when President Trump got elected. We were told the market was going to tank, everything would flatline. Oh my God, the world was coming to an end. Quick sell. What actually happened in the market in 2017 overall?
Well, call it the world that we really never knew. I mean, there's so many things that happened in 2017. No one knew it was going to happen this way. And, you know, I think I only made one prediction that was right, which was very broad. But even people questioned me on that. And I said we're going to be in a bull market in stocks at the same time while having a bull market in metals with gold leading the way. And certainly that did happen. But, you know, this is been a very crazy year in 2017 as we look in the rearview mirror in many ways, from the tweets that we saw and even the one today. It was pretty incredible in reference to Kim Jong-un and his President Trump and his button. But from the tweets to the meetings, what the news did on fake news versus real news, you know, in reference to the market, the markets were trying to interpret all this. One thing they did get right is that President Trump pulled away all the restrictions that a lot of it was put in by President Obama towards businesses. And that's why we saw a big uptick. And because of that in stocks, the numbers are this, that, and we'll use the Dow as the index. The Dow went up 25+%, 25.2%. Gold went up 12.6%. So many people said, if you're going to have a big move in the Dow, gold should go down. And I said, no, not because of the environment we're in, which we'll talk more in detail about. But silver was the least performing of it at 6.6%. I talk for a living, Joe. At 6.6% up. We had some incredible markets. One particular, copper went up 28%, but the big metal market, as far as percentage, is the red-headed stepchild, so to speak, palladium, up 55% in 2017. So when people say, don't buy metals, you know, get into stocks. Look what's happening in stocks. Palladium knocked it out of the park.
Now, palladium in L.A. is a theater. So, tell people, why is palladium the red-headed stepchild? What makes it different than gold or silver or copper, for that matter?
Well, now you're giving me the sixth grade education in reference to palladium in Los Angeles. But palladium, first of all, is used predominantly in catalytic converters. And normally, 67% of the palladium production goes into such. 12% of the palladium production goes into semiconductors, and the rest, 21%, mostly goes into dentistry and jewelry. Last year, we had a different story in the palladium market. 78% of global palladium production came to the auto market for catalytic converters. That's huge. And this was mostly due to the hurricanes that hit, which affected the states, Texas and Florida, and also the Caribbean, excuse me. So because of that, there was a spurt on a huge new auto sales. Say that three times real quickly backwards. Huge new auto sales in Texas, Florida, and the Caribbean. So they had to replace all the damaged cars with new ones. So auto sales went through the roof in America. So that's the demand side. Now, on the supply side, we have global mining production in 2017, according to Johnson Matthey, was 800 ounces in a shortage, while HSBC Bank said that the deficits are going to rise in 2018 to 1.1 million ounces. So what that means in simple English, there's more buying then there's availability, supply versus demand. There's more demand than there is a supply of 1 million ounces of palladium. So that's going to cause palladium to rise. I don't think we're going to have the same rising that we had last year, 55% in palladium. I think it's going to go up. I'd cut that thing in half, though, be a little more realistic, because auto sales in America are going to not be near as what they were unless we have some more severe hurricanes. But China is, their sales rose 2%. They're expecting a 4% increase in China in buying of cars, according to the Chinese Passenger Car Association. We're going to retract a little bit in our U.S. sales. We're going to slide about 0.5% compared to what we did at 2% increase last year. So all in all, I think we're going to have a booming year in all the metal markets, and it's going to be good for stocks and good for gold and silver and palladium, platinum, and the miners are going to do well also.
So you're predicting, if you would, markets up and precious metals up, right?
Absolutely. It's the same thing I said last year. Nothing's changed. I think we're going to have some wild swings and volatility in all the markets. Of course, we had those in 2017. You know, let me comment a little bit more on silver. Because the Fed is raising rates this year now.
Hold the silver conversation for after the break, because I want to make me some gold, and I do that by selling commercials. That's how I do that. Anyhow, we'll be back in a minute. Hold the silver tongue there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, is with us. Will be with us after the break. We're going to learn more about silver. Why is silver important? Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. This is Americana at its best. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always enjoy when he's on with me. He gives us an excellent lesson on how the markets and precious metals and other things all tie together. Before we went to break, we were talking about precious metals and silver in particular. Now, David, silver is like used everywhere. I mean, it's used in computers and, you know, as trading, not currency, but as a trading metal, right?
Yes, it's been used predominantly in the industry of electronics. So there's a high demand for silver, and silver broke through the resistance and psychological bear of $17 here on the first day of trading. Gold made a big move also first day. So did actually all the metal markets did. But silver is the number one metal to have historically when the Fed starts raising rates. Might not be at the beginning, but it's something that history has proven. It was the number one market to own out of all markets and the number one market in metals to own in the 70s when we had rate increases to double digits when the Fed's, you know, was trying to tame inflation. I don't expect that to happen next year, but if we could move, you know, down the road into that type of environment 3-4 years from now, if raising rates doesn't slow down the economy, if it overheats too much. So, which very well could happen because when the Fed unwinds their balance sheet, that could cause that. We'll talk about that a little bit more in depth, but back to silver. So historically, silver has been the metal that you want to own when we move towards inflationary environments. It's also be careful, though. It has huge swings to it. It's very speculative. It's not illiquid. You have the same liquidity as in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. They trade all day long, and there's always a buyer and always a seller for it, so there's not those any of those issues. But the volatility aspect of silver can be horrendous. So this is why we don't say put all your eggs in a highly volatile market. Make sure you be properly diversified. I'm lean heavily more towards gold and silver, but now is the time to be having some silver in the portfolio.
Yeah, it's really, again, back to silver for a second, but it's really interesting how silver has so much versatility. It's not just trading for dollars, if you would. You can actually use it in so many other places. Growing up in computers, we saw silver all over the place in computers. So it is interesting. Speaking of another pseudo metal, and I wasn't going to bring this up, but I can't get past it. Where do you see the cryptocurrency going in 2018? Will it make a stand? Will it fizzle away? You have any thoughts on it?
Yeah. First of all, I think cryptocurrencies are here to stay. I don't think they're going away. I just think they're going to be regulated, and I've said that many times. Well, since I've been saying that, now we have documentation to prove that's the case. I hate to swear on your radio program, but I'm going to say three letters called the IRS.
Oh, really? Come on, we'll bleep that out later. Don't worry about it.
The IRS just won a court battle against Bitcoin.
Wow.
14,000 accounts with Coinbase. Coinbase is based out of San Francisco. It's the only, think of it as a trading platform, how you buy and sell Bitcoin. That's what Coinbase does. So it'd be like having an Ameritrade account or a Scottrade account. You're not buying a stock in Ameritrade. You're just having money there to buy stock in whatever you want to buy stock in.
Right.
You know, Home Depot, or, you know, I'm not endorsing these companies, or, you know, Walmart or whatever. Coinbase is the trading platform to buy and sell cryptocurrencies. Well, Bitcoin speculators aren't the only ones who are stand to make a lot of money in cash from cryptocurrencies. Now, Uncle Sam, Joe, is now set to collect money from back taxes on thousands of customers on the digital currency exchange or Coinbase who failed to report those transactions. The ruling came out, and the federal court judge ordered San Francisco-based Coinbase to comply with a summons that requires to identify, check this out, 14,355 accounts, which accounted for nearly 9 million transactions. That's not $9 million. That's
right.
9 million clicks of buying or selling. So the number of transactions could be higher or could be lower. I think it's probably higher than $9 million. But the order covers transactions specifically only in Bitcoin. Between 2013 and 2016, it came after a prolonged court battle, Joe, and, Coinbase, you know, got their lawyers involved, and they lost
wow.
the suit. And the results are, check this out, after it was all said and done, the investigation, which began after the IRS was allowed to search electronic filings, they discovered out of the five accounts, only 802 of them declared any gains or losses in Bitcoin. So cryptocurrencies trying to hide from the IRS, I said this would happen. It's not going to work, and I said, because anytime you're dealing in money,
right.
the government wants to be involved, and this is what's happening. I think this is one reason why you're seeing Bitcoin slow down a little bit. The speculators are saying, hey, look at all the money I can make, and nobody will know. That's just like the old Swiss accounts that caught up with them, that you can no longer, you know, get your money, quote, offshore anymore and hide from taxation.
Right. Oh, yeah. No. I always knew that was going to come to an end eventually. Somebody would figure out how to get around it. Now, I know we touched on it, but, you know, you talked about the precious metals. You made your prediction here that metals and stocks would rise this year, would continue to rise this year. What makes gold, you know, you're looking at gold to move upward in 2018, but again, it seems to be the de facto, yeah, you say that, the de facto metal that everybody runs to or holds on to for security. I mean, it's just metal.
Well, gold's been around for over 6,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
Gold is held the test of time. Nations have fallen and risen and fallen by manipulation of currency and mishandling of debt management. But the one thing that's always stood the test of time and has never crashed, collapsed, or gone to zero is physical gold. So it's biblical. It's out of our currency is based upon it, or was out of originally when it was set up out of the sundry laws, which where the Constitution came from, defining gold and silver as money and correlating it to an ounce of gold and an ounce of silver, how that translate to money. And when we walked away from that, that's when we started having financial problems as a country. So, you know, gold is moving upward because last year, for instance, It's the gold to dollar trade is back in. What I mean by that is the dollar by index is now around 92. It was started at 103. That's not $103 or pennies. That's just an index, like the Dow is an index. So it fell about 12, not quite 12%. Gold went up 12.6%. So as dollars fall, gold goes up. And that's been the case for decades upon decades, when you go back to looking at the simplicity of this, the analogy which we've talked about before, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but to bring this full circle, a $20 gold piece and a $20 bill in the 1920s were the same value, interchangeable, and were both money, and I could have bought a brand new suit for either a $20 bill or $20 gold coin. Today, we have a $20 bill. Even if you had an old $20 bill, common bill, it's worth less than $100, but today a brand new $20 bill won't buy a brand new suit. Neither will the old coin or the old piece of paper that's, you know, been in circulation. But a circulated $20 gold coin in its worst condition is worth $1,300 liquid value. And I convert that to cash. You're not going to go down to your tailor to pay. Well, maybe some people might. My tailor, I pay him in money. If I call the debit card or sometimes paper money. But we pay it in money. And so I sell a $20 gold piece, have cash in my hand, put it in the bank, and go pay for my brand new suit. I can have a really nice suit for $1,300 and still have money left over. The moral of the story is gold holds its value while paper currencies will continue to devalue when they're not backed by gold. So the Fed's not going to back our currency by gold. There's some speculation they might. I don't think they will. So if they're not going to take that into play, your hardest earned biggest nest egg, being your retirement or your retirement dollars if it's an IRA or outside, needs to have some backing of it backed by gold. Otherwise, we're going to continue to have loss of purchasing power, and that's the bottom line that gold does. There's other kinds of gold that actually grows more, and, you know, there's different types of markets. So that's what we do, is educate people on the need to have precious metals in their portfolio.
Well, I'm going to have my gold grow in the form of a commercial, so we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. David will be back with us right after the break. Don't go far.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. David Fisher, one of my favorites, is on every week with us to let us know about the market and how precious metals are affected. You know, you have to have a clue. You have to have a basic understanding of how money moves in order to handle your own money. Seriously, get a foundation and move forward from there. You can always grab David or maybe not grab him, but you can get a hold of him over at Landmark Capital. You'll find him at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Check out landmarkgold.com. David, I mean, President Trump is cranking and he's moving. You know, in 2017, coming into 18, he's got the wind at his back right now. At least I believe he does. So we're going to talk about infrastructure spending. You know, we're going to add more to the deficit. I know this makes everybody crazy with his tax plan. I mean, where do you see things going?
Well, I think he has the wind at his back, and I'm grateful for the things he's doing. I want to see America flourish. I don't want to see America, you know, being affected by not being able to have a healthy income and not being able to make our bills. So I don't want to sound negative, and I never have been anti-American. I'm pro-American and pro-business and pro-freedom and capitalism. And so, and I know you are too. That's why you have commercials. So this is what has made America great. The problem is that, you know, to make America great again, we got to spend some money to do it. And this is where this infrastructure $1 trillion spending bill is one of his babies. He campaigned upon it. He wants to do it. Democrats wanted this very same bill under President Obama for the very same purposes. And now we're getting huge resistance back against this bill. that will benefit the very same thing that the Democrats wanted to pass in the first place. So this is a challenge, obviously, for President Trump. I think he's going to eventually get it done, but it's going to be riddled along the way with other, you know, pork like DACA. And what President Trump wants to do is, you know, just make it a clean bill, which, you know, that's what we really should have Congress do. Not all this pork on the back of bills anymore. Let's vote for one thing and one thing only. And, you know, President Trump is doing a lot of those things that no other president has done. He's, let's just say, make this America great by voting for one thing, one thing at a time. That's why I think in some ways he's having a lot of resistance. So I think the infrastructure bill is going to happen. You know, there are some challenges that it's going to bring. It's needed. You know, we have some issues, obviously, with our infrastructure and our highways, our byways, our trains. You know, we saw that happen in Seattle on its maiden voyage. So there's some things that it's going to really do to help our country. It's going to create job growth. But on the flip side, it's going to also create debt. We're spending $1 trillion more. The theory is, you know, through that and also through this tax bill that created tax benefit for many Americans, that's going to put more money in people's pocket, and in turn they will turn around and actually stimulate the economy, which will create more revenue back to the Treasury, which will compensate the lack of taxes of revenue coming to the Treasury. We have a deficit spending of $1.5 trillion that will add to the national debt over the next three, four, maybe 5 years. We're also going to have, on top of that, another $5 to $6 trillion. I've been saying this. So I hope that President Trump comes up with a short-term and a long-term debt relief plan, because when you look at the numbers that came out today, and Fox News was flashing it just moments ago on my TV screen, the debt now is at $20.599 trillion, and the debt per taxpayer is $170,334 per taxpayer. So that goes on the back of Americans. If we don't deal with this, it's not going down. It's going to go up. And as rates go up, that number goes up. So I hope for the first time in history that these infrastructure spending bills and tax relief bills actually pays down the debt. I'm holding my breath on that one. I don't think it's going to happen, but it's going to be great for job growth, and this is what gets presidents reelected and those all those kind of things. I don't think that's the main motivation President Trump has. I just think he believes he can turn it around with massive amounts of new revenue coming from by putting money back in Americans' pockets. I haven't seen it happen. I hope it does happen. We got to make this big debt ship turn around, though.
Yeah, it's really interesting, and people keep talking about that. I talk to anyway. You know, they think the government's got all kinds of money. They're just numbers. It's not a big deal. And they go, you know what, guys? It is a big deal. At some point in time, it's going to become unsurmountable. But they're dealing with the debt ceiling. This debt ceiling that they, you know, we constantly deal with. And in my mind's eye, we kick it down the road. You talked about the issues with the not just the debt ceiling, you know, but with our debt, what have you, because we're not curbing our spending along with these changes, right?
Well, we kicked the can down the road just last year four times.
Right.
So it's called continuing resolution. So we continue to talk about this in another timeline because we got something more important to talk about right now. That's healthcare, or that was working on a budget, or that was a tax relief bill. There's always a reason why there's something more important. That's the problem. That's what's got us to $20 trillion in debt, though. So we got to stop that behavior at some point in time. This is coming due January 20th or January 19th again, but the actual shutdown of the government would happen sometime in March, where the government would be completely out of money. And just to address this belief that, oh, the government just can make money. No, the Federal Reserve is not the government. It makes money out of thin air, not the government. The government creates a treasury note by calling up the treasury and saying, hey, we're overspending. Can you get another treasury note made? And they issue it electronically. And then that gets to be sold in auction on Wall Street. So that's how the government creates money out of thin air. That system is not working. that system, there's been more selling by foreigners of treasuries in the last 5 years than any other time in the history of our country, yet we've been on the most spending spree any other time in the history of our country. So we're going to hit a wall at some point. If these two trends continue, those economic trends are going to collide, and it's going to be like infusion, atomic bomb financially for America. The day of reckoning will come, unfortunately. I hope we don't have to face it. I hope we just get our spending under control, because we have an appetite for spending, unfortunately.
Well, we've been taught to do, I mean, again, I've joked with you over the years about, you know, what I was taught in school in the 70s. So you've got a generation and the generation after theirs that have been taught to, it's okay to spend money you don't have. It's okay to enter into debt. It's, you know what I'm saying? Just talking to somebody the other day about buying cars. When you go to buy a car today, they don't tell you what the cost of the car is. What do they tell you? What your monthly payment is. Bingo. Yeah.
Well, that's the propaganda that, you know, this is how the automobile industry has survived. And I'm not berating them or putting them down. It's been in the mortgage industry. It's anything where you finance something over time because we can't afford to pay for it outright. America is really the only country that operates this way. You know, most of Europe, they don't buy something that they can't afford. So this is, you know, was created decades ago as the new way of living. And, you know, the benefit of it, look at how much it's rose our lifestyle. But, you know, at some point in time, you got to pay the piper. And yep, that's where this is going to come full circle upon us if we don't get it under control. So we're going to see some challenges that way. But debt is a good thing, but it's also a four-letter word. So it's just how you manage it. And, you know, it was easily manageable in the 70s when the debt-to-income ratio was in the 35, 36, 40%. Reagan left office as 36% in the early 80s. Or inherited it as such. But now, you know, we're over the 100%. So, I mean, it doesn't work in this environment. That's why we got to do something drastic, either a war or massive inflation or currency devaluation or just massive cutting spending.
Well, we're truly spending more money than we're taking in. Look, we haven't got a whole bunch of time left. I want you to tell me about the, discounts of precious metals. Are they still going on?
Usually they stop in December. It is still going on for a couple more weeks. We've had so many people take advantage of it. The discount has been as high as about 24% in some areas of the market, as low as a couple percent in other areas, but pretty strong 8 to 10, 12% in majority of areas. And I know that's going to go on for a week and probably closer to two. And so... call my company, learn about a strategy that would make sense for you. We will educate you, and we'll tell you about what might come available when it comes available.
David, always fun to have you on with me. And I mean that sincerely. Tell people where they can get. You know, you do a monthly newsletter, and people need to get a hold of this thing. I mean, it doesn't cost anything, people, so there's no reason why you can't sign up for it, right?
Absolutely. This monthly newsletter is called Security, Peace of Mind During Uncertain Times. So if we completely have uncertain times, which we're moving more towards, gold should give you peace of mind. And on a side note, a major gold security firm, ETF Securities, is saying gold is going to move to $1,445 in 2018. That's a huge prediction. So get some security, get peace of mind, but most importantly, get some education first so you can have that peace of mind by either calling our company or going to our website, and there's no pressure. We're here to help you.
David, always, and I mean it sincerely, always a pleasure to have you with me. If you go over to LandmarkGold.com, read around the screen, check out what's going on, check out some of the articles and what they're talking about there. Get somewhat informed and an understanding of what's going on, because when you make these investments in the precious metals, you want to have a clue, and David's team will give you a clue. I hope you get that from him every week when he's on the show. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up. Don't go far.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?